Billion-dollar brands aren't built on new ideas. They're often built from doing the same thing a little
Yes.
differently. Hand
Yes.
sanitizer was a market that looked like this: clinical, credible, yet boring.
When you want to do something new, you don't have to think about reinventing something new that no one's ever seen before. Marketing can be about tweaking something that already exists.
You want to really believe in how marketing works? Make a great fucking video,
Yes,
target it
Gary.
properly.
He sings the same song. He's true to his own brand. He never says, "Oh, look, I only post once a day or once a month or whenever you feel like it." He's never said that. He's like, more equals better.
So I've never seen a marketing campaign like this before. It's absolutely brilliant.
And it says, just for fun, we're going to be randomly choosing three orders placed within the next 24 hours to get a full refund.
There are a lot of businesses out there that rely on being competitive, affordable, and are really driven on sales. And if you want to do this a couple of times a year, Black Friday, these key periods where people are expecting and anticipating sales, doing something differently like this is really cool. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Welcome. You've wanted more. We keep giving you more. You like the reactions videos. My team keep finding things that I can comment on. So here we're going to go roll into watching some videos that have gone viral across the internet. And then I'm going to share some marketing wisdom with you on how it relates, what you might be able to do. Hell, I don't actually know what's coming up. So how about we head into the first video together? Here we go. I love her.
You're gonna see it. The next billion-dollar brands, they won't start with products. They'll start with content. Audience first, physical products second, because attention is the new supply chain. If you've got the trust, you can sell anything.
Yes, if you've got trust, you can sell anything. What do we talk about always in these episodes? Thank you for reinforcing the message right here at the Marketing Factory. I might even give you a little like. Because you've got to build trust. Once you have trust, then you can make the conversion or the sale or whatever you call it in your business. Without trust, you're really not getting any closer to moving that customer towards the sale. Great words. You know what? I actually follow this chick on Instagram. So good job, team, unless you've been stalking who I'm following. I like that one. All right, so great takeaway in there. This woman has a lot of great content. So, you've got my approval to go and follow someone else right after you follow the Marketing Factory. Once you hit like, subscribe, follow, you can go and follow this lady. All right, let's roll into video number two. Here we go.
Whoever wrote this ad many years ago honestly deserves an award. Like, if the marketing industry had Oscars, this would win all of them. This was an ad in the UK by Lloyds Bank that says, "I don't love you anymore." And then the call to action is for your next step, Lloyds Bank. It doesn't just give you an aha moment, it's so easy to grasp. Because if you're the target audience, women going through divorce, this is such a gut punch, and it's a great example of how a brand is emotionally connecting through their advertising. So imagine if this ad said, "Hey, if you're going through a divorce and if you need help with your..." No, this wouldn't work the same way. So the next time you're working on a marketing or ad campaign for your digital products or services or physical products, you want to
Yes.
tap into the deeper emotions and not just talk
Absolutely.
about the surface level features of what you sell.
Yes. Yes, what a tough subject, hey? And even looking at those words, conjures up emotion, If you're one of the many of us that have gone through divorce, separation, little cousin's only a teenager and he's just had his first breakup. And those words, no one wants to hear, no one wants to say, but hell, they can take you to a moment. And capturing that moment that lives within the target audience that that business wants to talk to, and offer them a solution, an outcome, some help. Brilliant. I agree with this lady that that is brilliant marketing, connecting with the emotions. And this is an emotional topic. When you're promoting this law firm, family law, it's really difficult what you can say, what you can't say. You really don't. And a lot of lawyers, play it safe and just say and list off all their services and or areas of law, right? This one was brave enough to do something a little bit differently, and I'm sure they saw the return on their investment for this campaign. Brilliant campaign. Team, look, I'm loving today. Whoever said I didn't like these reactions videos was wrong. Where are they? I'm loving it. Okay, let's bring on the next video.
So I've never seen a marketing campaign like this before. It's absolutely brilliant. Marketers everywhere should be taking notes. And I'd be curious, like, if something like this would make you more likely to buy. Because okay. I'm a marketer. I saw this and I used it for a couple of my brands and it absolutely prints. Let me just show you the email. So here's the email. It's plain text. Looks like it's coming from a friend. The subject line says, your order might be on us with a gift, which is super exciting. Everybody's going to open this. And it says, just for fun, we're going to be randomly choosing three orders placed within the next 24 hours to get a full refund. There are a few things here which make this work super well. First, psychologically, people just are way more drawn to getting their full order taken care of rather than just a lame 10% off. Two, it's new and different. You don't see brands doing this, so the customer gets more excited. Three, if someone knows that their full order could be refunded, they're going to spend a lot more. So imagine how much of a loser you'd feel if you only spent $10 on an order and that gets refunded rather than, oh, let me spend $250 because I could get this all for free. Depends on your store size, but you might only be refunding like a couple $100s, whereas if you do a 10% or 20% off sale, you could be giving away thousands of dollars in margins. So this can work better while also bringing you more profit. Super interesting. And again, I tried this for a couple of my brands and it printed the money. Son. So you should try this out and let me know the
results. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, look, that was good, wasn't it? 1 in 3 wins. Really like those odds, don't you? Rather than giving, and it was, I don't know whether his words was lame 10% off, but 10% is kind of lame. 5% is even lamer. So looking for unique ways on getting people's buy-in. I don't like discounting to start, right? I really don't like discounting because discounting means not only discounting the purchase cost, your sale price, but it's discounting your gross profit at the end of the day. So we don't want to do that. But there are a lot of businesses out there that rely on being competitive, affordable, and are really driven on sales. And if you want to do this a couple of times a year, Black Friday, these key periods, Boxing Day, where people are expecting and anticipating sales, doing something differently like this is really cool. Because everything that he said in that, you know, if you think that you're going to get your whole order back for free, your tote's going to spend more, okay? You totally are going to do that. Very unique, very clever. In the execution looked very simple. Did that look like it costs a lot from the marketing team to actually put together? Was there even any creative that went with it? Or with a just simple email to their database? What's the cost of them of that campaign? We always talk about, you know, what our customer acquisition cost is. How much did it take to produce that big, mega, major campaign? Something like this, a drafted email, that could generate so much more for a business maybe than the big flashy campaign run at another time of the year. So well done on this one for being creative, resourceful, putting a message to market that was a little bit different but along the same lines as really basically saying buy with us and then save and not just slashing things, all your prices and your gross profit in half. So that was a really good one. Hope you enjoyed that little breakdown. But you know what? Don't stop there. Don't go for a coffee break because we've got more coming up right into my phone. All right. The next video.
This should be illegal. In 2015, Range Rover pulled off arguably the most outrageous marketing campaign in automotive history. They built the world's largest speed bump and placed it in the middle of a busy London street.
Not allowed.
Because they wanted to prove that Range Rovers can handle any bump in the road. Now, they could have filmed a classic SUV climbing a rocky mountain, but instead they took over a public street and surprised thousands of locals. The result, this stunt went viral almost instantly, generating over 100 million views on the video alone.
Get up there, Rangy.
Not to mention millions more from reposted media coverage. It worked because they flipped the script completely. Instead of just showing their product, they took their product and put it into our world in a way that we could not ignore. And I guess you know that a campaign is legendary when people are still talking about it many years later.
100%. How cool is that? Is that a legal look? You know, regulations in Australia, we've got to get traffic approval from our local councils to block off streets and roads. Minor technicality on that one. But do you know what? Knock your socks off. Go think of something big like that. I love seeing that Range Rover get up on three wheels and get over that world's biggest speed bump. The only thing that I have to say or comment on that is, even if I didn't have a Range Rover to get on the world's biggest speed bump, why would I want to? So the practicality of showing your car that can, look, it was different, but maybe I'm being too practical here. Happy for you to tell me otherwise. If you disagree or you agree, pop it in the comments below, because it's just really interesting. They gained attention. They created all this other shareable content, and I think that was the real win, right? So sometimes our brains, like mine just did, instantly go to practicality. Well, why would we do that when we're never going to drive a Range Rover over a non-existent world's largest speed bump? And that's where marketing and creativity gets sunk, right? Because we let practicality take over great marketing ideas sometimes, and we forget to think about the shareable content and all the other byproducts of viral videos. So go out there, think some crazy things, yeah, that don't actually have to be in a real life form or use, because it just creates cool scroll stopping content. And I just got that out. Thanks for all the S's in that I gave myself. Should we roll on to the next video? Okay, let's do it. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Here we go.
You want to really believe in how marketing works? Make a great fucking video,
yes,
target
Gary.
It properly.
Yes.
Get hundreds of thousands of people to see quite a bit of it, and then remarket them for a call to action and watch how many convert. You'll believe in marketing for the rest of your life.
Gary V, follow him. If I haven't told you enough already, or you're sick of hearing me say, follow Gary V, he's great. But you know what? If you do follow him, he sings the same song. He's true to his own brand. He never says, oh, look, I only post once a day or once a month or once everywhere, ever, whenever you feel like it. He's never said that. He's like, more equals better. More is best. So he just wants more and more and more. The more content you can get out there, the more eyes that you can get on you, your business, your product, whatever it is that you're trying to service. Because at the end of the day, in business, what do we all want? We want more sales. What does more sales need? More people. What do people have? Eyes. Get more eyes on your content, right? And the only way they're going to actually be able to do that is if you're putting a lot more content out, because the algorithm, guys, is working against us. Zuckerberg and his team are continually changing that algorithm to show less and less to the people who already follow you, okay? They're forcing businesses to spend more and more just to get a message out into people that we actually want to help. So remember, not every post that you put out there on put on your page is going to be seen by all your followers. Don't be afraid about content. More, right? Because they're not getting to your organic following anymore. Less people are seeing your posts. And if you're not spending any money on ad spend, I don't even know who's actually seeing it to start with. Last one, last video. Thanks for staying with us.
Billion-dollar brands aren't built on new ideas. They're often built from doing the same thing a little differently.
Yes.
Hand sanitizer was a market that looked like this. Clinical, credible, yet boring. Touchland came in and made it look cute, collectible, and with much better fragrances.
I like it.
Bottled water looks like this.
Yes.
Focused on purity and sourcing. Whereas
Liquid Death
made it look like craft beer and gave it a great personality.
Yes.
Bar soap was bland, uninspiring, and unisex. So Dr. Squatch came in, making it masculine, with scents that feel more rugged, and a fun and humorous personality. Examples and a reminder that big brands aren't often built from being totally new, but doing the same thing in new ways.
Yes. You know what? I actually spoke to a room full of business owners. And it was, I don't know, a couple of hundred of them in there. And I talk about that exact principle. When you want to do something new, you don't have to think about reinventing something new that no one's ever seen before. Marketing can be about tweaking something that already exists, making it different, making it better, making it your own. And I could go on and talk about a whole heap of examples here, but I am going to touch on my mates. Big shout out to the guys, Jared and Ash, at Before You Speak Coffee. They're doing an incredible job. They hail from up in North Queensland, which is where I'm from, and I'm just so impressed with how they have scaled that brand, taken it international. Now, did they invent coffee? No, they didn't. But do they make coffee better? Yes, they do. And we could talk about heaps of these companies like Liquid Death. And if you follow them, look, words are spells. I don't subscribe to Liquid Death because for me, words are spells. I don't want that coming into my inbox. And if you do want to see what their marketing is and talking about the grave and resting in peace, subscribe to their emails because their marketing is clever. It's on point, right? But in business, we get sucked into this pressure of thinking everything we do has to be new. It doesn't. We can tweak something. We can refine something. We can take something that already exists and make it our own and it'd be an absolute hit. Hope you got something out of these episodes today. I'd love to spend more time with you and understanding more about you and your business and what makes it special and what the opportunities are and maybe even creating something viral that you could run for yourself. So please don't feel shy. Don't be afraid to reach out to me, Marissa Candy, on the socials. Go to the Marketing Factory's website. Book in that strategy call and I look forward to talking to you soon. Until then, bye for now. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.